Hey, everybody. My name is Bethany.
And my name is Gavin.
Welcome to the Basics Podcast. We are so happy that you signed up for Basics. We really can't wait to meet you. Until then, we want to have a short conversation about a philosophy we have here at Bridgetown. It's not a theology. It's not a right or wrong issue. It's simply a philosophy we have about our city.
Our dream at Bridgetown Church is to see the kingdom of God come to Portland as it is in heaven, meaning that we want to see Jesus' living rule and reign invade, heal, and renew the city we call home. We believe this happens when a community of people commit to practicing the way of Jesus together where they live. This means for us that being a church is more than gathering on Sundays. As important as gatherings are, they don't transform cities. Transformed people transform cities. And how does that happen? We believe that happens by doing life together in your city. Things like grocery shopping, working, playing, and doing justice. When followers of Jesus root themselves in the city, the kingdom of God shows up.
So, we've come to believe that a church is a group of people in a particular place. Right now, our world is becoming more and more placeless. And we see this, especially in a transient city like ours. People move here from all over, are here a year or two, and then move away. You have the rise of what sociologists have called the non-place. This is a Starbucks or a shopping mall or an airport. You can go into a Starbucks in LA, and it looks the exact same as a Starbucks in Omaha or in London or in Tokyo. We don't want the church to become another non-place, another consumer product for consumers of religious goods and services. Instead, we want to go against the tide of our digitized, globalized, transient, placeless world. With this, our place is the city of Portland, and we want to take spiritual responsibility for it.
In light of all that, a few things you should know. First of all of our Bridgetown communities are neighborhood-based. So instead of organizing our communities by stage of life or affinity, we have chosen to intentionally group people into communities based on where they live. So if you live in Northwest Portland, you will be in community with others in Northwest Portland. If you are in Southeast Portland, you will be with others in Southeast Portland, and so on. Secondly, you should know that we focus our primary energy and pastoral efforts on Bridgetown communities that are within Portland city limits.
And there are many reasons for this, but the three that are most important are that one, we believe that community is all about proximity. Two, that mission is all about incarnation. And three, that as a church, we have limits to our resources. A short word on each.
Yeah. First, community is all about proximity. Meaning, as a general rule, the closer you live to people, the easier it is to do life together. And the further apart you live, the harder it is to enjoy the benefits of doing life together. It's much more likely if you live down the street from someone in your community that you will get drinks after work or take your dogs to the park or play with your kids together or that you'll bump into each other at Trader Joe's or your favorite coffee shop or whatever. But if you're 30 minutes apart, the odds of any of this happening is realistically a lot smaller. We want to set you and your community up to thrive, to connect deeply and easily and begin sharing day-to-day life together. And we believe this happens best in proximity. So, in a dream scenario, we connect you with other followers of Jesus who go to Bridgetown and live in your part of the city.
The second idea is that mission is all about incarnation, which comes from the Latin word incarne, meaning in the flesh. Think carne asada.
Maybe.
I mean, yeah. Look, we see incarnation best modeled by Jesus. God came to humanity as a human being. He came to first century Israel as a first century Jew. He came to the synagogue as a rabbi. And this is the model that we want to follow as Jesus' apprentices. We want to come to Portland as Portlanders. We believe that if Jesus was a rabbi in Portland, that he would love and seek to serve the city of Portland. And that's exactly what we want to do. We believe that the best way to do that is to live in the city, to pay taxes here, and to enjoy the good food and good coffee, to navigate the bad traffic and the secularism and the busyness and the noise and the beauty, all of the good and all of the bad, to to feel this city's joy and to feel this city's pain. We again want to take spiritual responsibility for the city we feel called to, and that is Portland.
And the third reason comes down to our resources and limitations as a church. Even if we didn't hold any convictions about community and mission and place,
which we do,
we're simply not at a spot where we could do the level of coaching we do for communities inside and outside of the city. So much of this comes down to bandwidth. We are not a megachurch with a huge staff, and honestly, we really don't have a vision to become that kind of church. We just do not have the staffing power to offer boundless resources to everyone everywhere. We are a finite group of men and women doing our best to be faithful to what we think Jesus has tasked us with.
Now, maybe you're coming from Gresham or West Lynn or Vancouver or Beaverton, and you're thinking, okay, well, then what does that mean for me? Can I still get into a community? And the short answer is yes. We are so glad that you've decided to be with us. And we want to give you a few options because there is still so much on offer to you.
Right. And you know, this next part may be the first time you're ever thinking about any of this, and it's going to sound a little crazy.
And it is a little crazy because the kingdom of God is crazy.
Right. So just hear us out for a second. Our first ask is that you would pray and ask whether the Spirit is actually asking you to join us on mission to the city of Portland by moving here with us. The truth is, this is our dream scenario. We would love to have you in the city following Jesus with us. Now, of course, that's not the only option.
Yeah, if moving into the city is just not on the table for you right now, a second option is to come to Basics and let us help you get connected with other followers of Jesus in your suburb or metro area and start your own community outside the city. We'll give you a primer to get things going and invite you to all the community leaders' meetings and encourage you to stay connected with our community's pastors and get plugged into the life of the church. Now, that said, we do want to be really upfront about what we don't offer communities outside of the city.
Right. Normally, Basics is three parts. Part one is podcasts. Part two is Basics Sunday. And part three is a two-week training group at the church with other people in your neighborhood. So if you're listening correctly, you're already doing part one, the podcasts. Your next step is to join us for Basics Sunday. We'll come together and spend a few hours unpacking Bridgetown's vision for church and community. You'll get to meet some of the staff and ask any questions that you have. We really would love to get to meet you and see you there.
Yeah. And after part two, which is Basics Sunday, if you don't live in Portland, we'll connect you with other people who live in your area, give you their names and their emails, and help get you started. In addition, we'll give you all the written resources we give to new communities. That includes the two-week training guide to get you started, a family guide to help you get to know each other a little bit better, and a practice primer to help you with the nuts and bolts, as well as the theological and relational implications of living life together. This is really everything you need to get going.
If you live in the city, the next thing we ask is that you attend part three of Basics, the 2 weeks of training through which you get into a new community. Whether you live inside or outside of the city, once your group has chosen a leader, we'd love for them to come to our leader trainings, leader meetings, and get all the other resources we give to community leaders.
This means that the difference between what we offer communities in the city and outside of the city essentially comes down to two things: part three of Basics and leader coaching. So, as you pray through which of these options Jesus is leading you to, we would ask that on a practical note, you start by coming to the Sunday Basics class to hear more. If you have any questions about that, we would love to talk to you. We really do want you to hear our vision, hear our beliefs, our hearts, and the story of Bridgetown.
We want you to know that at the heart of all of this, our ambition is to follow Jesus well in our community and our city. Whether or not you live in the city, you are more than welcome to join us in our mission to Portland. We would absolutely love to have you with us. So to end, will you please seriously think and pray about joining us in the city? And if that's not an option or not an option right now, will you seriously think and pray about your place and where God wants you? And in the meantime, don't hesitate to ask questions and send us an email at community@bridgetown.church or talk to Bethany or myself or any of our leaders at Basics. And we really do hope to see you soon.
See you on Basics Sunday. And thanks so much for listening.